a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
With the Midnight Rider underway here on this Thursday night, the 3rd of January, 2007. Glad you're, or 2008. Oh, I prided myself in the fact I had not done that yet. 2008 is the year. Fortunately, I haven't written 2007 on anything yet. I've been pretty good, 2008, on everything I needed to write down. And then there I go with that. We're talking about the Iowa caucus tonight. Joining us is Rob Bishop, who hosts a program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network every Sunday night from 10 to 11 p.m. Central Time. And Rob brings on a number of interesting guests. Basically the father of the North American Union. He had on, I guess, like his first show, first or second show, was Robert Pastor, had Elliot Bundy of the Rudy Giuliani campaign on last week. He brings the New World Order to you, and so you can hear the drivel that these people are spreading in so they can get a dose of you. That's even the more fun part. And but tonight we're talking about the Iowa caucus. Ron Paul finishing with 10%. There's still a few precincts that are out, a total of 93% of the precincts in. Ron Paul finishing in fifth with 11,216 votes as of this tally with still 7% of the precincts out. That gives him 9.98%. A solid fifth, Rudy Giuliani at 3.44% with only 3,800 votes. So Ron Paul nearly triples Rudy's votes. And Ron, that brings up an interesting question here. With Ron Paul beating Rudy Giuliani, does that mean that Giuliani should be kicked out of the Fox Forum on Sunday and Ron Paul take his seat?
Well, you would think at least Fred Thompson will be out. You know, Fox is complaining about space. You would think that Ron Paul would fit in the space a little better than Fred Thompson. After all, he's whooping them pretty badly in the New Hampshire polls. Even their phone polls are totally rigged, and they admit that. Even Giuliani's spokesman admitted that. It's a joke, but at the same time, and nobody else will say this, but it's actually working in favor of the Paul campaign. Because, you know what, not a lot of people probably would have watched that anyway, and if they were, they were probably already set on their candidate. But because of the fact that Fox is basically screwing Ron Paul over, and it's obviously that's what they're doing. They're not, you know, it's not like he's there at Duncan Hunter at 1% and he's a total joke like Kucinich or Gravel or Richardson. This guy legitimately has support. He outraised everybody else. He's got to have some support. It's actually helping him because it's getting a lot of mainstream Republicans to say, hey, why are they screwing this guy? Hey, we thought these guys that were saying that the media was trying to keep Ron Paul down were kooks, but hey, it looks like they were right.
It's amazing how conspiracy theory often becomes conspiracy fact. We've seen it over and over. We'll come back, talk to Sean in Massachusetts. On the other side, we'd love to talk to you at 800-313-9443. You're tuned in. Locked and loaded with the Midnight Rider.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider, you know, I think it's a positive thing. You know, 10% in Iowa, only 100 and some odd thousand, like 112,000 votes cast so far, and Ron Paul gets nearly 10% of those. A year ago, I can guarantee you there probably weren't 10,000 people in Iowa that knew who Ron Paul was, and more probably know about him after tonight, and in the coming weeks and months. As this campaign will draw on, I think a lot of people expected more, were hoping and wishing for more. And I got to tell you, there was just a sense of I had said on my afternoon program that I had felt a vibe, and I think the Ron Paul campaign had felt a vibe too. But I think, you know, talking with Jesse Benton earlier, I don't think overall they're too disappointed with it. I think they're pleased with the outcome. Probably wish, you know, they could have gotten some more votes. But they didn't spend a lot of money in Iowa. Most of their money has been and attention has been on, I think, New Hampshire, I'm for certain, and South Carolina and Florida. I know that they've spent some time down in Florida as well. And Ron Paul's got great support down in Florida. They've got a great organization down there, and I think the organization that's popped up in New Hampshire is pretty good as well, too. So We've got New Hampshire coming up on Tuesday. Wyoming is on Saturday, and they do a caucus as well. And Rob, virtually nobody has paid any attention to Wyoming at all. And so there might be an opportunity for Ron Paul to pull out a squeaker right there.
Oh, absolutely. There's, what, 400,000 people in Wyoming, period? And how many of them are going to vote? It probably won't mean a whole lot because I don't think you get a whole lot of delegates out of Wyoming. I don't know exactly how that works. I'm kind of going by fall campaign rules here. But if it does go by population like it would in the general election, you're not going to get a lot of delegates, but it's still something nice to put up on your mantle, especially going to New Hampshire. Like we've known this for the longest time. You know, we both had Jesse Benton on. We've had, you know, Rand Paul on. Everybody knows that New Hampshire is the make or break. Is Ron Paul a serious threat, or is he the new Pat Buchanan? The guy with good ideas, with a lot of hardcore support, but he's not going to make a dent in the overall scheme of things. I think New Hampshire is going to go a long way towards determining that. But you also have to look at South Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, even Florida. At one time, not too long ago, Florida was thought to be Rudy's to lose, because of his relationship with Charlie Crist and Jeb Bush. And Jeb Bush still, right, for whatever reason, a popular person in Florida. Well, Rudy's pretty much fallen like a shooting star in Florida. He went up real high, was dominating, and now he's coming down just as fast. And I think that's another opening for Ron Paul. But again, you know, it's great to talk about, but you got to get the people out there. I'm a little bit disappointed. Like I said, we've been kind of saying this over and over tonight. A little bit disappointed because I thought you would have more of a knockout punch coming out of the first caucus. Everybody was kind of geared up to see exactly what was going to happen with Ron Paul, just like when we were kids and we built soapbox racers, you know? We're building it up from scratch while everybody else is spending hundreds of dollars on theirs because they're, you know, their dad's a lawyer or whatever. You know, it's basically us neighborhood kids just building up this box car and seeing if it could race with these other cars. Well, we were in the race. We didn't win it. We were a little bit farther back from the lead pack. But, yes, we can compete. That's the end result tonight. Ron Paul's probably going to finish with just short of 12,000 votes, which I think is very key. That's very important. You take that in New Hampshire, and I think that's a huge thing. Would it have been nice if Ron Paul finished with, 18,000 and came in a solid third place? Absolutely. That would have been huge, and the mainstream media would have had to have covered that, honestly. But at the same time, I consider tonight a victory. You have to. But again, it builds to something else, and it buys us time, and it means we're going to fight another day. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, indeed it is. Sean in Massachusetts, thank you for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Ron. Rob, I disagree with you. I think Ron Paul, there's a lot of things that can happen in New Hampshire.
Are you there?
Hello?
Okay, a lot of things that can happen in New Hampshire, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What kind of phone are you on?
How about that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, I was just going to say, there's a lot more things that can happen in New Hampshire, than Iowa. Okay, the first caucus always happened in New Hampshire, correct?
No, obviously not.
Well, the first caucus is in Iowa. The first primary,
I mean, the
has
primary.
Been in New Hampshire. Yeah, that's Hampshire. Traditionally been the way it works.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I listen to people in this country, and Rob, you probably will back me up on this, and they were listening to or trying to decide a candidate last minute. How many times do you think this has ever happened? That they were going to go either Republican or Democrat, or they were going to try to determine who they were going to vote for Republican or Democrat. It's probably,
last time I could think of would probably Reagan in 80. You know, the Blue Dog Democrats would be the last realistic thing that I could think of for the last 20-plus years. It's been strictly divided along left and right lines.
Yeah. Well, when you think about what Ron Paul has had with the debates, and I'd love you to debate this. I'd love you to know what has happened with Ron Paul in the New Hampshire, North Carolina debate, the New Hampshire debate, what CNN, ABC, NBC has said about who won the debates that period of time. And what kills me is that, first of all, people in this country don't even know who they're going to vote for. And when those debates were concluded, CNN, ABC, NBC had said that Ron Paul had won the debates, but yet they had excluded him from being a, not a front runner, but being a person that was a contender. It was killing me, because I'm out there in the polls for him, and it kills me to think that I have spent so much of my time for him to say that he has won those debates point blank, and then they don't even include him as a person of a contender. What do you have to say about that?
But here's the thing, though. Like I said before, it's actually doing him more good to be excluded from these debates, so this debate, this forum, whatever Fox wants to call it on Sunday, than it probably would have done for him to go in there and have maybe 4 or 5 minutes of airtime for them to basically set him up to make him look like an old fool, like they always do. It's getting more people behind him because it's showing that the mainstream media is trying to keep this guy muzzled. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe New Hampshire is a same-day registration state. So you could show up literally the same day, register as a Republican if you were an independent or Democrat that day and vote for Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely right that you're going to have a lot of people who are undecided get turned on to Ron Paul. I am very closely connected with the meetup groups in New Hampshire. In fact, I was invited to go up there and speak, which I wasn't able to because I couldn't find a dog sitter. That's a whole other story. Mm-hmm. In my estimation, the New Hampshire groups and so on, the whole syndicate up there, so to speak, is excellent, the way they do things, very well organized. I'm very, very hopeful for New Hampshire. Like I said, I think Ron Paul's going to, I'm saying this seriously, I think Ron Paul's going to win New Hampshire hands down if people get out there and vote. That's the problem with a lot of these out-of-nowhere candidates, whether it be, like I said, Pat Buchanan, whether it be Howard Dean, someone that just springs up and kind of upsets the apple cart. A lot of times when push comes to shove, people don't show up to vote. That's the only thing I'm worried about with New Hampshire, you know, especially being a liberal state. A lot of times they won't show up to vote. They're great to protest, but when push comes to shove, they ain't there, you know. Having said that, I'm still extremely hopeful, Sean. I really think that he's going to win New Hampshire. If he doesn't, we're probably in trouble. There's no two ways about that. You know, then you start looking at, okay, what kind of effect can we have when we're just at a point where we're just trying to build a resistance here to the elites? You know, and then you start looking at the broader picture. But that's way down the line, and I'm just looking at, what is it, June 8th or January 8th. That's all I'm looking at right now. And I'm excited for it. I can't wait. I was excited today, and I'm proud tonight what we did. You know, the work we do on the radio, the work that you guys are doing up there.
You know, I
absolutely.
Mean, 10% is huge.
Absolutely. 10,000, well, where are we sitting at now? 96%, and again, this is on Politico. I don't know if this is outdated or not. But Ron Paul's at 9.99% with 11,598 people that showed up in the freezing cold to vote for him. That says a lot. I mean, it really does, especially.
You know how many colleges we have in Massachusetts? My nephew.
Oh, exactly.
My nephew was in September was the youngest selectman ever to be elected in the state of, in the history of Massachusetts. And I have the colleges. I have him because he's extremely political. I have him going through the colleges to completely talk about Ron Paul. I brought him about Ron Paul, and I have him going through Emerson College, Harvard University. Are you kidding me? MIT. I mean, just anyone that he can talk to, that can spread the message for Ron Paul.
Yeah, and I think that's the key thing, Sean. Thanks for calling and good points. It's getting the message out and getting into these places and getting people excited about the message so that they do turn out and vote. And that's going to be a key thing. We'll talk about that on the other side. about turning out to vote. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Sitting here looking at the number of votes cast, and I think with the number of votes cast we've seen so far, talking 3 to 5% of the population of Iowa turned out to decide for their respective parties, well, on the Republican side anyway, who they wanted their nominee to be. That doesn't bode well. That doesn't speak well. Of us as Americans. I mean, 3 to 5%, that means 97% of Republicans stayed home, or 97% of the population stayed home when you had, I don't know how many votes you had on the Democratic side because it's done differently. I mean, when you've got precincts with 4 and 5 people, and you can just, things can swing either way. And I think I saw a number that each voter in Iowa tonight, Rob, represents 25 voters. That's insane. And maybe we do put, you know, on a state where they don't turn out for this type of thing, maybe we do put too much emphasis on a state like Iowa when you sit and look at the numbers. But that's woefully small.
Right. It depends on the situation, too. You know, with a guy like Huckabee winning it hands down and really delivering a shot to the Romney campaign, Iowa doesn't matter, because all that does is it keeps Huckabee in it, because if Huckabee had lost, he would have been, for all intents and purposes, done. But I don't see Huckabee, and needless to say, I don't see him mounting any sort of national campaign like we talked about before. No money, no support, no network, nothing. No grassroots. I don't see him making a dent anywhere else except in some really deep south, bass-ackward states. And even that, I don't think he has enough to mount anything substantive. I really don't. But again, you know, it's the first debate. Like we talked about before, it's the boxcar scenario. Everybody wants to see how these candidates are going to do when the votes start to count. And there you have it. I think that Super Tuesday is going to be interesting, because you're going to have a whole bunch of states that are, you know, from all over the country with a lot of different political viewpoints and so on, that are going to weigh in and pick who they want to represent their party in the national campaign. I think it's going to be interesting. I think Ron Paul, because of all these money bombs and so on, he's going to be in it to the end. And this is something that I think – I don't know who Ryan Paul was on with today. It might have been Alex Jones, but I agree with Alex here that I think Ron Paul owes it to his country to run as a third party if he doesn't get the Republican nomination. I really sincerely believe in my heart, Mike, and in my head, you know, being somewhat of a political historian on an amateur scale at least, that Ron Paul can kind of replicate – what Ross Perot did in 92 times 10. And, you know, let's assume that Hillary is still going to be the Democrat nominee, which I do believe she is. And let's assume that McCain is going to be the Republican nominee, which I believe he is. Now you're talking about two pro-war, open border, globalist candidates that are both nasty people. You could just see it. Hillary is a shrill. John McCain is an angry old man. You put them up against Ron Paul, and they would have to, if Ron Paul's polling 12% or 15% nationally in their polls, and he's still outraising at least McCain. I mean, it's going to be tough to outraise the Clinton crime network, but which, by the way, was around before the Bush crime network. Sure. I don't see how they can't, without raising a public outcry, deny Ron Paul a spot in those debates, like we saw in 92. I remember being a little kid and watching that and loving Ross Perot, even though, you know, we later found out he was basically a show for the oil companies. That, I think, is the most realistic, and I hate to say it because it's kind of a fantasy, you know, movie scenario, but that to me is the most realistic shot we have at the White House. I don't see – I mean, Ron Paul can, you know, run the gauntlet here and pick up every state, and I still think the Republican hierarchy would not get him the nomination, or if they did, they would probably split the party like they did against Taft. Right. And I don't know. I mean, that to me still seems like the logical choice. Now, Ron Paul, from what I have been told privately, the 88 campaign, he was, 53 years old at the time, relatively young man in terms of politics, really took its toll on him mentally. And he's definitely afraid of going through that again at his age. And his wife, Carol, has a little bit of a weak heart. You know, she's up there in age, too, obviously. He's a little bit wary of doing that. If he doesn't think he can win, obviously running as a libertarian in 1988, he had no chance of winning. I think he ended up with like 400,000 votes nationally.
Right.
It's a whole different ball game this time around. It's a whole different country. And, you know, you don't have a guy running with the Reagan legacy behind him. Yeah. Literally one establishment candidate when the country hates the establishment candidate, and the other one is a pro-war candidate when the country hates the war. You have a chance here. And I'm not sure if Dr. Paul is listening to this. I'm going to assume that he's not, because he's an early to bed type of guy. But maybe his son, or maybe Jesse Benton, or maybe somebody from the campaign is. And I'm on my knees praying to you, run as a third party if you can't get the Republican nod. Ride this horse till it dies and go third party. We can win this.
All right, let's grab a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Catherine in Montana and Will in Missouri. More around the corner, half hour to go on the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, final half hour here on the Midnight Rider. We get calls lining up here, so we're going to have to scoot here. But real quickly, I wanted to mention one of RBN's sponsors, Carnivite. You probably have heard their commercials running. Folks, this product is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, worn down, then you need Carnivite. Carnivite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit them today at www.heartdrop.com. Or call 877-928-8822. Got five calls on deck here. See if we can squeeze them in about 20 minutes here. Catherine in Montana, welcome to the program. You're on.
Hi, Mike. Hi. I'll make it fast here. I've been talking to a lot of people here in Missoula, and they cannot believe that people are not supporting Paul. They truly think even the hardcore Democrats, not just the so-called conservative Republicans, the old-fashioned ones, not the neocons, they just can't believe that what the polls are saying. They think this, the whole Washington, D.C. is totally nuts. And I'm beginning to think there's something in the water down there, which I said years ago around the Beltway. But anyway, it makes me sick about Huckster. It all makes me sick. I do feel that Ron, Dr. Paul, should be running for a third party if he does not get the nomination. But the news is not telling the truth, of course, as usual, that they will not let people into the caucuses. They are being appointed.
Right.
And if they know that you are for Ron Paul, you will not get in. That is the gospel truth in Western Montana and in many other states. They will them in, Mike.
Yeah, that's been the case with it in a number of states with delegates for the delegate selection process, that basically what everybody was doing, if they were a Ron Paul supporter, were going in and acting like a rabid Romney supporter to get it in.
And
but yeah,
people
most
shouldn't have to lie.
They shouldn't.
I came out and said, I can't lie. Everybody knows I'm for Paul. I said I was for him in 1988. How can I be writing all over the internet here, there, and calling all over the place and talking to people and then turn around and act like I'm whatever? I'm not going to play the pretend game or the mind game.
Right.
And Deaky asked you something on your Republic Broadcasting Network chat room board here about a book or something or other. I can't read it right now because I'm not looking at it. But I wanted to tell you one other thing. And I can't read all of the letters now, but none of the people, Tester, Rayburg, Baucus, none of them are saying how they are going to vote on that hate crime bill. And
right.
I just got a letter today, and what is so ironic, some of the letters that I've been getting, as I told you previously, the one I got from Tester, they turned around and voted for that gun deal. And the letter was dated... And he said, well, I'm going to have to check into it, that it was dated, but then here come to find out they had already voted on it. Do you see what I'm getting at? I got a letter today in the mail dated December 14th, and Senator Baucus has basically said that he didn't say he's going to vote yes, no, whatever. Just, you know, dear Catherine, thank you for contacting me about the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Act of 2007. As you know, the fight against terrorism demands constant vigilance, both at home and abroad. I appreciate hearing from you on this important issue. The failed terrorist attacks in England earlier this year have demonstrated the dangers of homegrown terrorism. Radicalization poses a real threat to our national security and our democratic institutions. In Congress, I will work diligently to prevent the violent red blah, 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 et cetera, or ideological groups here at home. I'm not going to read this whole long thing,
we're out of time, I'll guarantee you what's going to come up when they go to the vote, these next pieces of legislation in, is it'll be done by voice vote. That way, that's why they're not telling you what they're going to do, is because it's already planned. It'll be voice vote, and that way there's no record of what these folks are going to do. And, Catherine, I appreciate the call.
Just how they did the other one.
Yep.
Okay, God bless you. Let me
ask you a question real quick. Actually, Charity jumped off.
Okay,
Catherine, if you hear this on the stream, I want you to do me a favor, all right?
Yeah.
I want you to email me at robbishop@truthnetradio.com, all right? And, I'm going to try to get this guy on, or if not him, one of his press secretaries or somebody else. I'm from John Tester's office. If memory serves, John Tester is a first-term senator, just got elected last year. Big doofus-looking guy, right? Bald head.
Yeah, I've been in contact with him, yes.
Okay,
yeah, I know the guy. I don't know the guy, but I know who he is. And I want to get him on the show, and we'll grill him live. I want you to promise me you're going to get a lot of people up in Montana that are going to be sitting around and listening, ready to call in and roast the guy. Because that's what we got to do, is bring these people,
Trust me, this is what I try to do. I've called
him
on the table, and I've saved almost every letter. But the thing is, they haven't bothered to answer till way down the road, and then you get a letter, and the letter is turned around and dated after they turned around and voted for the son of a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's because they have no respect for us. None
of
it. Until we get them.
There's so much of this, and I keep saying it, and people think I'm nuts when I'm saying it. I said, look at the frickin' date on the letter. And then this thing dated December 14th, for crying out loud. I'm sorry about my voice tonight. And I get it today in the mail?
Exactly. But the thing is, and Catherine, I appreciate the call, until we start sending their candy butts home, nothing's going to change. All right, the question from Deke66. In the chat room, Ron Paul wrote a book with co-wrote a book with a guy named Lewis Lehrman, who, according to Deke, is a Zionist, also a member of the Council for National Policy. Your comments, I mean, to me,
you know,
which book? That was what, the 1982 book?
I think it was written like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know. I've actually read a few of them. That you can even go up to just Wikipedia, search for Ron Paul's name and his profile. If you go down to, I think it's books authored, they have his books there in PDF. Now, whether this guy's a Zionist or whatever, I don't know, or Council on National, whatever. Does the information hold up? Yes. That's all that matters to me. I don't know about this guy. I'll have to look into it. I've actually heard this before, but I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried, you know, about who Ron Paul had breakfast with 25 years ago. All I'm worried about is his record, what he's standing for, and what he's doing. And, you know, make up your own choice. If you don't, you know, if you're that paranoid and you don't trust Ron Paul because of a guy he wrote a book with 25 years ago, you know what? Maybe it's time for you just to grab a gun, grab some food, and to wait in your shack for the feds to come and get you. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you here.
Yeah, you
know,
there you go.
Make up your own mind.
Yeah, let's go to Willow, Missouri. Will, thanks for holding. We're moving quick here. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike and Rob, I just want to say that the NAIS, the National Animal Identification System, was a blessing in disguise, because for us in the political activation business, basically, finally, out in the hinterlands, the ranchers and the family farmers' ox was gored, all right? And so now they're getting involved to stop the NAIS. And I think that for the meetup organizers, the Iowa caucus here is going to be the goring of the meetup ox. Now we need to start to get our brains wrapped around the idea that this is more than just sign-waving rallies, that this is more than just putting stickers everywhere, but this is an actual political process. And now as we shift into gears going towards Super Tuesday, we need to focus on the things that are political, that are detestable perhaps to most, but these are the things that we need to basically work on, and that is to get out the vote, number one. You guys have talked about it, getting the door hangers out. Every time I hang a door hanger on somebody's doorknob, I just say 60 cents, because it would have cost me that much to mail it, and I don't have the money, but I can go there, put them up. And getting on the telephone and going through the telephone book, every one of the calls in your own local precincts, folks, is a free call. You can just sit down and call and call and call until you've called every name in the prefix that you're in. And then the other thing is to understand that these money bombs and the blimps and things like that, they've put up kind of a false promise or a false hope, and stick with me on this, in that it gives us the idea that we're winning. Hey, we're not winning. We're up against, you know, Bloomberg or whatever the guy's name is. He can roll out billions. We've got big competition and big guns, and so let's use this this Iowa, and from the meetup standpoint, to motivate our troops and let them know that this is real, this is for sure, we're still in this thing going, but we've got to redouble our efforts. We only have 30 days until Super Tuesday, and we've really got to get on the ground.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Good comments. Thanks for the call. Yeah,
exactly.
Judith in Missouri.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Is this me?
It's you.
Oh, good. Well, 10% is better than less. And I would like
Rudy
to know...
Rudy Giuliani would think so, that's for sure.
Right. I would like to know how those votes are counted. And before you answer, I would like to urge the listeners to consult blackboxvoting.com. Blackboxvoting.com. See how these elections are usually run now on these machines. Now, can you tell me how these votes are counted in Iowa?
Well, being there, can you, Rob? Because I had heard some hand counting, and I had heard machine too. So,
yeah, as far as I know in Iowa with the Republicans, what you do, like I talked about before, you go in, you could actually, I saw it on C-SPAN, you go in, you give your name and your address and your Social Security number, then they find it on the list, they give you the piece of paper, right, literally a piece of paper that you write down your candidate's name, you fold it up, put it in a hat, then they count it by hand, okay, I guess delegates from the local Republican Party or what have you, count it by hand, tally it up, and then release it to the media. Actually, they call it in to the state Republican Party, and then the state Republican Party reports it to the media. So, yeah, there is a lot of trust system there, and that's why a lot of it has to be taken with a grain of salt.
But, Judith, now, we talked with Craig in Iowa, who called in last hour. He had mentioned there was some – in his precinct, somebody was trying to play a little game of shenanigans to make Huckabee the winner.
Yeah.
In his precinct, and he stood up and he said, no, this is not going to happen.
Right. Oh, there's even a video out there now. Was it Justin TV? The link's too long to give on radio, but there's already a video of somebody took from C-SPAN where they caught somebody taking more pieces of paper and writing the same person's name down, literally voting more times that they just happened to catch on C-SPAN. It's all over the internet already, going viral. So yeah, I mean, you know, these things you have to take with a grain of salt. And having said that, is it going to be enough vote fraud to swing enough of a percentage? When you consider the fact that there's only a couple thousand people voting, you know, I think the final tally was, what, maybe 80 or 90,000 completely voting for the Republicans. You know what? That's a major concern here. But again, you know, as soon as you say that, then people start saying, ooh, that's why we need voting machines. And you see how that sets up. It's a whole Hegelian dialectic coming back at you.
Yeah, because, I mean, these voting machines, if you've watched the Hacking Democracy documentary that Bev Harris did on HBO from Black Box Voting, I mean, here's a guy that basically sat down and totally changed the outcome of an election, and people put their ballots in thinking they were voting for someone, and boom, the numbers get turned around.
Right. Oh, by the way, quick follow-up on the Lewis Lehman thing. What that was the Case for Gold, a minority report of the U.S. Gold Commission for the Cato Institute and the Mises Institute. By the way, it wasn't just Ron Paul and Lewis Lehman writing that. Maury Rothbard was involved. A couple of other economists were involved. But, yeah, I mean, Lewis Lehman is a total scumbag. He was involved with PNAC and a couple of other things. There's no doubt about that. But it's not as if Ron Paul and this Zionist got in the back room somewhere and wrote this book about gold. Just a little bit of perspective there.
Yeah. Judith, anything else before we have to move here?
Yes, I understand the initial paper ballot, which I approve of, but at any time does it go into a machine?
I don't know, hon, I don't know. If you know, tell us.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. Quite honestly, I don't know.
I'm suspicious if it goes into a machine at any point.
Well, again, you know, I would be suspicious of it too, as well.
Yeah,
Well, Rob's cutting in and out there. But again, you know, like we said, well, you know, Craig had talked about shenanigans. I've read a couple of instances where 20 Ron Paul supporters show up and they only get 5 votes.
Yes, why is that?
But, well, again, I don't know. You know, again, because I'm not there. But all I'm doing is looking at anecdotal information. These people are saying, why somebody didn't stand up and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? That's what it's going to take.
Can I ask, are these Iowa caucuses closed to any people outside Iowa? Or can anybody come in and vote, I wonder?
I had heard something today that they had same-day registration, but I'm not totally certain on that. But that's a certain possibility. Judith, I appreciate the call. We've got to run. Carol in Pennsylvania, thank you for holding. I got a couple of minutes here. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. You know what really frightens me about the whole thing? If Ron Paul doesn't get in there, you know, the birds in North America and Canada are dying.
Right.
The bees are dying. The food is not growing in North America. We're in a lot of trouble. And we cannot afford to let them steal this election.
No, we cannot.
Be pitchforks or what have you.
Yeah, this is our last chance at the ballot box, and I hope people really understand that, because the next option is the cartridge box, and that ain't going to be pretty.
No, that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
and
that
where
is
do we go? How do we stop this? Because it doesn't look good. What's going on?
We have to get overwhelming turnout for Ron Paul. Overwhelming, so many people turn out that they cannot rig it. Because that's what they play with. They play with a few numbers here and a few numbers there. And the way to beat these people is with turnout. That's what happened in the midterm election. There was more turnout than what they expected. We need to do the exact same thing this year. And we are really going to have to get busy on the local levels. Just as Will in Missouri said, look, this is for real. This game is for keeps. And we've got to get ready for Super Tuesday. Plus, we've got New Hampshire coming up here in just a couple of days, and we've got to do well in New Hampshire, because if we don't, it is going to be tough, because you will see donations start to dry up, because people will start to think that Ron Paul is a lost cause. And But the message of freedom and liberty, as long as we keep that being spread, I think we're going to be ahead in the end. Because at the same time, we need to be telling these incumbents to go home.
Well, I know it's really frightening that when I sold this on the birds, I just, you know, Rachel Carson said a silent spring. Well, it's not just from toxic waste. It's Monsanto. They're, you know,
yeah.
When the farmers are watching the crows die in the field from eating the genetically modified corn, that's frightening.
Oh yeah, sure. And then they want to put it inside of us? I don't think so.
Well, they are
not this cowboy.
Inside of us.
Yeah. Well, I know. You unless you buy from somebody locally and you can trust them, you don't know what you're getting.
Well, it's like the corn. Go try to find open pollinated corn. Too much of it, you won't. You won't find much of it now out in the market.
No, but fortunately there's a few farmers here in Oklahoma that I can still get it from, which has been a dandy thing. Carol, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it. All right, we've got John in Iowa. He's going to be our tail gunner on the other side as we wrap up the show about the Iowa caucus. Rob's back with us. We'll get comments from him, final comments here in just a second here on the Midnight Rider.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, final segment here on the Midnight Rider tonight, and thanks for all the calls. Wow, I don't think I've ever blown through that many calls in 17 minutes than we did tonight. John in Iowa, you're the tail gunner on the program. Thank you for holding so long. Welcome aboard.
Not a problem. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
a little loss as far as the results on Iowa. I wasn't able to attend the caucus, so I don't even know what the results were. I didn't know if you had any kind of clue what the results were.
In a specific area or the state?
Just overall in the state, how Ron Paul did.
Yeah, he's got 11. There's still 4% out. Okay. The precincts, but at this point he's got 11,598 votes, 9.99% of the tally. Huckabee had 34.29%, to Mitt Romney's 25.32%, followed by Fred Thompson at 13.37%. McCain's in fourth at 13.13%, although the websites are saying that they're basically tied. It's pretty close, within a couple hundred votes. And then Giuliani's in sixth place behind Ron Paul with 3.46% of the vote, and Duncan Hunter, some of the websites are giving him 1%. He had 515 votes total out of the deal. So I think all in all, Ron Paul fared fairly well.
Well, that's good. The sad thing is, from what I understand, we had a larger turnout than we would most times.
Really?
Yeah. I know in my county, they were talking, there was... He thought that there was like 5,000 people that showed up.
Wow.
And there's normally not that many. Not even close.
If that's an improved turnout, well, my hat's off to the folks in Iowa for getting out on a cold night.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about... The idea that maybe they're rigging this stuff. I didn't think that they would do it, but I guess I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised, and I think the possibility certainly exists. Just from some of the anecdotal evidence that I've seen, that they've tried to play some games here and there. Yeah, I think it's totally possible. And if that's the case, you know, it's certainly sad, because this is the future of our country that's at stake. And the problem is, these people don't want change. They want things to remain the way they are to implement their agenda. And Ron Paul stands in the way of that.
The thing that bothers me is not that we may have, you know, only 10% of the, you know, of our total voters turnout. What bothers me is this sort of, whatever happens is going to happen anyways. And just, nobody wants to, I don't know, they're just, I don't want to say lazy, it's just...
Well, that's like, that's the attitude that we've got to change, because you're like, right, so many people...
It's like, if you've ever been in a nut ward where everybody's medicated, and they're just kind of wandering around, just sort of, you know, treading water, and it's just kind of like, how have we gotten to this point where people are so, you know... apathetic about their own reality.
Yeah, I agree with you. And John, thanks for the call. And the thing is, that's, we've got to work on getting people turned out. Rob, 15 seconds, your thoughts about tonight.
Tonight, I think, was an overall victory. It might not have been the victory we wanted, but it saves us to fight another day, which will be New Hampshire. That is our Battle of New Orleans. And like Colonel Jackson did, we are going to fight and we are going to win, no matter what the odds are. But you've got to do the work. If you're out of state, got to get on the phones, got to donate some more money. Last second, we just got to get out there and make it happen.
I got to get it done. Folks, thanks for listening. Hey, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night. Since 1980.